Trying to describe the universal life force energy is a difficult task because, well, it's everything. And how do you describe everything without putting it down into its different components? One of the most beautiful and easy ways I've seen it explained is by the glorious Yogananda, a wonderful yogi that lived around the turn of the century. He liked to use the analogy of a movie theater. And back in that time, movie projectors used to be at the back of a room and would project a beam of light onto a screen. And the spectators in the theater underneath the beam of light used to watch the movie on the screen. They would get engrossed into what it was doing. They would feel happy, they'd feel sad, they'd be excited or scared, and then they would forget about the fact that there was a beam of light above them projecting the movie in front of them. They became so engrossed with this movie that sometimes they felt it was real. So what Yogananda would say is, you know that you are not the movie. You know that you're just watching it, even though you get entangled into the story, even though you know there's a projector beam above you and a projector behind you playing a film. That is sort of like what he explains this experience of life is like, is that there is this movie that's playing, but what we tend to forget is that we are the projector, that when we go silent and go within, that we can pull our energy back and our focus away from the screen and back into us, we can write the script of the play or the movie that we're going to project forward. This was such a beautifully simple explanation of how we perceive this universal life force energy around us. But what actually is it? To me, the universal life force energy is that core vibration that we spring from. You may have heard people talking about consciousness and sentience, and the empty void around us isn't empty. It's full of potential. It's full of this field of stuff that we can create from. To me, that is our source. That is where we come from. And because it is just pure potential, if we focus within, we go into that inner projector and we drop into our heart, feel those lovely sensations of love, and then we write the script of what we want to see projected in our life, that is where our power really gets put into play. So I hope that was interesting and thought-provoking. And remember, it's just my perspective. It's not the right way. It's just one of my ways. And in my next blog that will be coming up next month, I'm going to talk about how this plays in with Reiki healing and how we can rewrite the script of our lives for our ultimate happiness, health, and abundance. Thank you so much for watching. Big love to you.